In Bothell, Washington, a jury of 13 United Methodist Church pastors heard closing arguments today in the church trial of a gay minister. Karen Dahlman is charged with engaging in practices declared to be incompatible with Christian teachings by maintaining a relationship with her female partner, with whom she's raising a child. Here to talk about this is Wyatt Buchanan, reporter for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. And Wyatt Buchanan, in those closing arguments, what did Karen Dahlman's counsel have to say for her, and what did the prosecutor have to say for itself?
Well, Dahlman's counsel made the argument that while she is charged with a very specific charge of being a homosexual and engaging in homosexual practices, that's not all that the jury should consider. They should consider the entire Book of Discipline, which is kind of the Methodist Church's rule book, that makes statements calling for inclusivity of all people in the church, saying all persons, homosexual, heterosexual, are of sacred worth. And the church's argument is that a homosexual, self-avowed, practicing homosexual cannot be a minister, and that Reverend Dahlman has twice admitted that she is a self-avowed practicing homosexual and has broken the law and should be found guilty.
Tell us a little bit about the rules of a Methodist church trial. Must the 13 pastors who constitute the jury here, must they be unanimous in their verdict, and when will they announce their verdict?
Only 9 of the 13 pastors have to vote guilty to convict Reverend Dahlman. It's unclear how long it will be. It could go on into the evening. It could take just a quick vote by the jury. Nobody is really sure how long it'll take.
How did this case come about? Karen Dahlman has been serving, I gather, as a United Methodist minister, and it's obviously been known that she has a female partner. How did it turn into a church legal proceeding?
Well, Karen Dahlman became an ordained pastor in the United Methodist Church before, she says, she knew she was a lesbian. And in 1996, she says she discovered this about herself. And she stayed in the closet for several years. She had a relationship with another woman. And when the couple had a son, that's when she said she felt that she could no longer kind of live this double life. And so in 2001, on Valentine's Day in 2001, she wrote a letter to the bishop here in Seattle asking for an appointment and also stating that she was in a sexual relationship with another woman. And that sort of got the ball rolling on all of this.
And the equivalent of a grand jury would look into this? Is this what happens within the church?
Yeah, the Methodist Church convened a committee on investigations, what they call it. It looked into the matter to see if the law had been violated and decided that no, it hadn't. That decision was appealed twice and then finally sent back to a committee again who, sort of on instruction from the church's highest court, did send it to trial.
Hence the trial that is now underway.
Absolutely, yes.
What could be the outcome here if Karen Dahlman were found to have violated the Book of Discipline?
If they convict her, they then get to decide what punishment she'll receive. Some people are saying that perhaps they will convict her sort of out of the conscience that it is clear that she broke this rule, but then give her a 24-hour suspension as minister. Or they could strip her of her ordination and strip her of ability to be a Methodist minister.
Wyatt Buchanan, a reporter for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, he spoke to us from Bothell, Washington. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.